bishop won down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald held empty, the good ship and crew was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, she was bigger than most, with the crew and the captain well seasoned, including some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Later that night when the ship's bell rang, could that be the north wind they've been feeling? Tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, and the skipper did too, was the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late, and the breakfast had to wait. The gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When summertime came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed ya." 7 p.m. the main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours. The searchers all say that have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They may have split up or they may have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. Now all that remains are the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls and Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Oh, Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And further below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November, remember. In a musty old hall in Detroit they prayed at the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed, it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gichigume. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.